today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Paul's Place.
This is the Rockin' the Suburbs podcast. My name is Patrick Foster. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate everyone who listens to our show, be it every day or occasionally. And in today's episode, I'm just going to spend a few minutes telling you folks about a compilation that has come out on a band from New Zealand called the Tall Dwarfs. I think for many people, Tall Dwarfs remain kind of a mystery, kind of a cult band that people knew were influential, but it was kind of difficult to get your fingers on where to start or what to do about getting into the band or what to even listen to. But Merge Records from North Carolina has solved that problem, and I'm going to tell you about a great way that you can get into this vastly incredible band and hopefully make your musical life a lot happier, a lot brighter, and a lot weirder with the Tall Dwarfs. But before I do that, we've got a little Rock in the Suburbs business I want to take care of. As you listen to this podcast, it will be the 25th of August, 2022. And that means that coming up is Suburbs Fest East, or Suburbs Fest 2, depending on how you want to put it. We did have a Suburbs Fest Midwest earlier this summer, but this fest is taking place in the Washington, D.C. area from September 29th to October 1st, 3 days. It's going to run from Thursday, September 29th, when there'll be a live Hootenanny and open mic night. Then on Friday, September 30th, there'll be a live concert featuring the amazing Frank Muffin and the Half Smokes at Hank Deedle's Tavern in Rockville, Maryland. And Saturday night, we'll wrap it all up on October 1st with a four-band concert at the American Legion Post 41, which is where we held a live concert last year for the fest. It will feature Apollo 66, my band Wingtip Sloat, Late Earth, and the amazing Jay Schnitt. That's a free show. And I want to mention all this because, number one, we'd love to have you drop by at least for one of the nights and say hi and just hang out and have fun. But also, if you're planning on coming to the fest from out of town, we do have a discounted rate at the Courtyard by Marriott in Silver Spring, but you have to book those rooms by September 5th to get this rate. So time is running down on that. You've only got about a week and a half from today to do that. That's a Monday. That's Labor Day. So you got to do it by September 5th to get this rate. So make sure you do that. Okay, we'd love to see you. It was a lot of fun in Chicago, and I'm sure it's going to be just as much fun out here when we do it. I want to tell you, too, that it's also getting near the end of the month, and we want you to send in your new music picks for August. I know we were awfully busy with the fest out there and haven't had a chance to mention him, but please, please, please try to get in your picks for August new music. We'll have the same deadline, September 5th, so try to get in any August new music picks by September 5th. You can create a voice file and send it in an email to rock@suburbspod.com or calling the Suburban Party line. 612-440-1984 is another way to get us a file. So do that. Two other quick things to mention. One, we're still looking for contributions to a project that I'm working on, well, an episode of this podcast, about songs that mention waking up at sundown or after sundown. So if you have any songs like that, send them in. You can hit us on social, send an email to rock@suburbspot.com. Call the Suburban Party line, stick your head out the window and yell. But we'd love to have any contributions for that topic. We're trying to put something together for that. And finally, if any of the previous 9 episodes that we recorded out there at Suburbs Fest, if you have any comments on those, please get in touch. There were some cool topics that were presented. Spinal Tap moments that you saw during concerts. Real life encounters with musicians that you happened that weren't at the show, but you know, somewhere like a restaurant or an airport or something like that. All kinds of cool topics that were out there. And Scott Parks even did an episode on What Was First, our little series on the first record released on certain labels. If you want to put one of those together like he did, or you want to suggest a topic for that, please get in touch. Again, rocketsuburbspod.com, @suburbspod on the social medias, and always the Suburban Party line. All right, so what I want to talk about very briefly today is a new release that came out about a week ago as we speak on the Merge record label, and it is a box set on LP, and it's available on CD, but more importantly, I think anyway, it's available to stream. It's almost on all the big streaming services. It's a 55-track set curated by Alec Backdate, one of the two members of the Tall Dwarfs. They recorded for over 21 years, releasing 7 EPs and 6 albums of music that's kind of hard to describe. It definitely has at its core melody, and both the members, Chris Knox and Alec Backdate, were certainly fans of the Beatles, and they liked melody, but they also were lo-fi pioneers. A lot of this music was recorded on 4 tracks. They used anything they could find for percussion. Neither of them were really percussionists. One was mainly a singer, and one was a guitar player, and they were together in 2 bands before they formed the Tall Dwarfs. One was a legendary New Zealand punk band called The Enemy, and the second was a pop rock band called Toy Love that many thought should have been big stars on the level of something like Split Enz or something like that. They actually went to Australia at one point and tried to make it, but mainly what happened, especially to Chris and Alec, was that they got fed up, disgusted, and really put off by the music business. They were dealing with a major record label at that time. And they got together and started making music on their own, lo-fi music with a 4-track, just messing around, really. The first EP they ever recorded featured a song called Nothing's Going to Happen. So you can tell exactly where their ambitions lie.
Say one word for anything but what they've learned from all the young coats, race horses, laughs so hopeful, stiff pricks in the general direction. I'm anywhere but home. Nothing's gonna happen. Maybe all the children in small rooms will fall silent at a wall, a window, and forget to breathe for just 1 minute because of some beauty that has not been altered, damn, pointed out by the clumsy dark.
And yes, there it is. That is that first song that they put out together on an EP. And they put out a string of EPs and later put out some LPs. They collaborated with well-known New Zealand bands. They even collaborated with some American bands that were highly influenced by them, including Pavement, the Olivia Tremor Control, a bunch of other bands. And here's a quote, speaking of American musicians, that's included in the notes for this set. And it's from Jeff Mangum from Neutral Milk Hotel. And he says, this box set will bless you with some of the catchiest and most intelligent songwriting ever conceived. Outsider acoustic poetry punk mixed with a studio as instrument artfulness. What more could you want? The Tall Dwarfs over their career also made really fascinating videos. There's a video playlist out there that you can find if you go to the Merge page and look up the Tall Dwarfs. But more importantly, get into this set. Now, there's a place where you can go and revel in this incredible body of music that has influenced, I think, many, many, many musicians, both hi-fi, lo-fi, lowbrow, highbrow, whatever you want to call them, rock, indie, punk, all kinds of different stuff, drone music. I mean, there's all kinds of things that go into this. And certainly, thanks go out to Merge Records for bringing all this music to light and summing up this incredible career that deserves, obviously, a lot more attention. I really hope it turns a whole new series of listeners onto the incredible music of the Tall Dwarfs. I will say, from the Rock in the Suburbs podcast perspective, we have talked about Flying Nun quite a bit. You can go back all the way back to episode 330 when Nick Scalera and I, the amazing Nick Scalera and I, started off with Flying Nun Week. We actually did Flying Nun Week 2. Where Nick came up with some great stuff. So go back and find those episodes. Just search Flying Nun when you go to suburbspod.com. Put it in the search box there and you'll see the stuff we're talking about. There's a little section here from the press materials that I want to read to wrap this up. It says, quote, though the band was an excuse for two good friends who live in different cities to get together, drink beer, watch shitty old movies, and do some recording and drawing, Tall Dwarfs created music unlike anyone else. Capturing the initial excitement of creation and taking pride in what they did, Knox and Bathgate showed a whole generation of musicians what could be done at home on a four-track and what magic could be made if you mixed pop melodies and hooks galore with homemade sounds. And just to my mind, there's not much that sounds better than that. So right now we're going to go out with a Tall Dwarfs track called The Winner, which comes from the recently released box set Tall Dwarfs Unraveled 1981 to 2002. It's on the Merge label, it's on a 4LP box, 2 CDs, and of course on the streaming. So get on that right now, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow. Wasting in his life, Lucy didn't know we did anything. Slow iron up, throws lost, throws lost, throws lost, throws lost. Tall Dwarfs